And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. I appreciate WCHL's hosting The Commentators, where community members share their opinions and viewpoints. They are always interesting and informative. But I was startled to hear last week's commentary that connected an unnamed religion to terrorism. The commentator listed several terrorist attacks and ended by saying the perpetrators had all one thing in common. They shared a religion. While the religion was not mentioned, he obviously meant Islam, since all the attacks the commentator described were committed by Muslims, and some had stated their anti-Western violent intentions. His unnamed conclusion? Islam is a dangerous religion that urges all believers to hate Americans, to commit acts of terrorism, and Muslims should cause fear in all of us. There have been mass killings at schools, retail stores, parking lots, daycare facilities, a Sikh temple by a person who mistakenly thought they were Muslim, even police departments, all of which were carried out by homegrown Americans, some of whom, statistically presumably, might have had a connection with Christianity. We do know they have all been committed by white males, except for one Chinese person in Virginia. So should we all be afraid of young white males because most of the carnage in this country has been perpetrated by them? But beyond that, the commentator's logic is seriously flawed. There are 1.3 billion Muslims in the world. If they wanted to take us out, it would be simple. The fact is that, like people of all religions, 99% of Muslims are peaceful, law-abiding people just trying to make a living, bringing up their children, and with the hope to contribute to making the world a better place. But the big question is, what does the commentator propose should be done about the problem he believes exists? This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.